America, and in the proud spirit of our great country.
I just got three things to say. God bless our troops, God bless America, and gentlemen, start your engine!
Cutting edge guests, awesome, uncensored, jaw-dropping information, plus funny memes, good deeds, and loads of laughter. Kind of have it all. Ladies and gentlemen, if your soul's awake, then welcome, because you're in the right place. Hey, you divine lions and lionesses, you amazing sovereign souls, look at this. Powerful, affordable X39 patches help regenerate your stem cells. These were developed for Navy SEALs. Burns up to 500 calories, acts like a wearable med bed on your body. So you get to wear your natural wellness daily. Order X39 now at catchthelifewave.com. There's Monday to Friday phone support, so you can go there. There's Zooms, and there's a 100% 90-day money-back guarantee at catchthelifewave.com. The X39, there is nothing else like it. Help activate stem cells, reverse aging, and rejuvenate your life at catchthelifewave.com. website. And I thank you very much. Apparently, I've just been blabbing away. And once again, StreamYard not allowing me to, not allowing everybody to hear what's what. So where we are with Big Balls. I posted this video yesterday, just a fucking Friday salute to Big Balls because, well, you know, CNN outed, doxed through the Wall Street Journal reporter. It looks like the actual 19-year-old man's name working for Doge, which was supposed to be held secret because of targeting, right? Many of us have been targeted individuals. State doesn't like that. So Sean Farad, who's a Trump person, goes by the handle Deplorable, his ex-account below his video. He just crushed it with some hilarity yesterday. So you can all video fine now. Thank you so much, everybody, for bearing with. This is just how it goes with StreamYard and one-man band show known as the Sovereign Soul Show right here. Enjoy this bit by Sean Farad on X. It's absolutely brilliant. And get it over to you here. You can take the shows and thank everybody who likes it, comments, and shares. Appreciate it. This is, I think, you can also find them on X. The account is right below the description. I'm going to queue it up here for you and get it.
This is your favorite president, and I'm very sorry to see Big Balls leaving Doge. Big Balls did tremendous work. Americans voted for Big Balls. They voted for me, and they call me Biggest Balls. You know what I'm talking about. Fake news, CNN is very unhappy with the name Big Balls. They know Big Balls if it hit them in the face, except Anderson Cooper. You know what I'm talking about. But I want to recognize some of the other fantastic people. Pat is doing a wonderful job. I've known him for a long time. Phil McCracken. Phil is lighting it up. Doing wonderful work. Holden McGroin. Holden McGroin is really carrying his weight. That much I can tell you. And Michael Hunt. We've known Mike for a long time. He goes by Mike. And we've known him for a long time. But Americans voted overwhelmingly for Big Balls. You know that when they elected me. And while Big Balls may not be working at Doge anymore, Biggest Balls is working at your president. We are making America ballsy again, and we are making America great again. That will continue. That's not going to stop. We will never give up. We will never surrender. We will down, and we will make America great again. Believe me.
It's pretty sweet, isn't it? You know, so you got to have fun with it. And they actually caused it. You know, the constantly negative news network, the communist news network, CNN, are bringing forward Big Balls, who was doxxed, just like all of us in Canada and the Freedom Convoy, for those who might have contributed. And you were doxxed, right? For those who don't know, newsflash. That means that your personal name, your address, your phone number, your email are posted online in public, no privacy. So they doxed him as a federal employee under Doge. And guess what? The U.S. Attorney General sent Elon a letter yesterday letting him know that it's very seriously, and anybody who does this upon a federal employee, there is no end to how far we will go. They cannot hide. We will go across the ends of the earth to bring them justice. So if it was that Washington Journal journalist or reporter with the she, her pronouns, man, yikes. I'm just going to get the FAFO, right? Foxtrot Alpha, Foxtrot Oscar coming in. Speaking of FAFO, honest, right? It's amazing. Once again, they are writing the headlines for us, right? The Trump team causing world outcry against the deep state. Otherwise, I definitely put that together for the show, but we're just saying what they're already doing. And how Elon's Doge is outing FEMA, USAID, because FEMA's next. They've done it with USAID, and it keeps coming. NIH, New York Times, Politico, CIA, right? Ukraine, Pfizer, and now their eyes are set on the IRS and the Pentagon. Now, I just want to acknowledge somebody. In the thumbnail, I put Mara Gaza right below. As you see the dodgeballs, right? Margaz, that's a tip of the hat to Chris Heaven. And so when you look at the brilliance of what's been happening as well with President Trump, there's an American foothold, Middle East now. Hey, we're taking over Gaza. Bibi, we got this. We're going to start working there and truly bring peace to the land. That's what he's promising. Greenland as well, buying it and supported by Mark Rutte of the EU. And Panama, he's already stated, we've told China we're taking it back, and they're either going to give it back to us or we are going to take it back. And then the Mexico and the Canadian stuff at the surface level, right? Making sure that that becomes the 50th state for a number of factors. We look at global economic security and the Reformation Act, known as JUSARA. Part of that is you have to have your economic security as well as your physical security, right? So your strong borders, your military. We'll get into this as well later. I'll show you a clip from Secretary of Defense Pete Hegseth here. But as I opened and I mentioned, and I think that it was on mute when I was talking in the first few moments here, that it's interesting how we haven't yet seen anything publicly come out regarding the appointments being confirmed for RFK Jr., Kash Patel, Tulsi Gabbard, right? And so Charlie Kirk wrote this on X just a little bit ago. When we voted for President Trump, we voted for Elon Musk and Doge, RFK Jr. and Maha, Kash, Tulsi, and Pete. We voted for robust chief executive of the country and his team, not a deep state bureaucracy guided by legacy media, rogue intelligence agencies, and activist judges. Absolutely spot on. Isn't into that when we're looking at the comments he made regarding activist judges. I find that powerful because we have just learned as well that a judge in New York has blocked Doge's investigation into the U.S. Treasury. We'll get there in a moment. One other thing I want to play for you here right now, and hopefully the sound picks up through StreamYard here, is Kenny Akoa had reposted on an interview from David Sachs. Now, David Sachs is the appointed crypto czar and AI czar, former member of Ripple. Ripple is the company that started XRP, and it has the RippleNet and XRP Ledger, right? So think about the days when I worked at Research Motion, RIM. RIM was the company, like Ripple's the company. Product we made was BlackBerry. Well, one of the products that Ripple makes is the XRP digital asset token. And another product we made is the BlackBerry Enterprise server. So in order to get your wireless email, and then eventually phone and wireless email, you had to be hooked up to an enterprise server, a Microsoft Exchange or Lotus Notes somewhere. Well, you've got RippleNet or the XRP Ledger, which tracks and trades all the transactions and also clears it. So it can do like 2 trillion is the recent that I heard, 2 trillion settled in less than 3 seconds around the world. So your banks everywhere, whether it's Chase and Bank of America or the Deep State or Royal Bank of Canada, that's going to hang as well for the war crimes, if not do multiple life terms in prison. You know, he also, came in and seized my bank accounts with the government of China, right? And seized them, emptied them, closed them. See you later, because you're a truther. So they're gonna hang, and if they're not gonna hang by lawful justice, then they're gonna have multiple life terms for sure. So and others are gonna come up too. So when we're looking at this, they can't send money instantly. Even though we found that Bank of America is backed, has been leveraging Ripple and XRP Ledger backbone for over 2 years. So they are extremely fraudulent, right? It was great to see President Trump at World Economic Forum call out Moynihan. Anyway, I digress, Brad. So back to Kenny Akoa. Great. So what he does is a little bit of a deep dive analysis and brings it up when David Sachs was on a podcast recently blasting USAID for using American taxpayer funds, taxpayers to fund left-wing organizations and policies around the world. We're in debt almost $40 trillion. Anytime anyone goes to try to cut anything in Washington, the whole city screams bloody murder. The question is why? Well, now we know. The money is all going to them.
So the New York Times got paid, Politico got paid, Bill Kristol, perennial warmonger, kept getting paid by USAID. Ukraine, he said 11 out of 12 publications getting paid. Viktor Orban, the prime minister of Hungary, was saying his political opposition is funded by USAID. And in Poland, the left-wing political opposition is funded by USAID. BBC in the UK, every left-wing organization in the world seems to be getting paid by the slush fund at USAID, which distributes $50 billion a year. That's $1 billion a week. That's a lot of money. So it makes you wonder, the left in general tries to portray itself as a movement of the people, that it's grassroots. This is the exact opposite. This is AstroTurf. This money is coming from the top down out of Washington to fund all these groups all over the world. So it makes you wonder, what is the real level of local support for these left-wing policies all over the world? Yeah, ties in. Now, the Pentagon. David Sachs also posted this on his X profile on February 7 yesterday when leading reports said breaking President Trump says he directed Elon Musk to audit the Pentagon. And David Sachs, sir, the Pentagon has failed another audit, and then sending big balls. So you can see the thumbnail here. We've got Doge ball, big balls. It's great. So now we're turning it back against them, the deep state. It's awesome. And I mentioned, for those of you who didn't know, again, the background when I was at the Pentagon, before I went those 18 stories underground, and they'd already shot the missile into the Pentagon. And the rescue efforts had happened there, and the building was, you know, no longer smoldering at that point in time when I got there. I was brought in, and Rumsfeld had held another one of his daily or multiple daily press conferences, right? And then I got a picture up at the podium with my associate for BlackBerry there at the Pentagon from Booz Allen Hamilton about 12 minutes after Rumsfeld and everybody and the reporters had filed out of the room. Now, what I didn't know back then in 2001 is that Rumsfeld, on the night of September 10th, before the deep state inside job dropping three World Trade Centers, murdering thousands of Americans, turning the world upside down to ignite their global war on terror with this false flag attack, which was absolutely horrific and horrendous, plus the planes, right? Where do the passengers go? Absolutely disgusting. Rumsfeld had said that the Pentagon had failed an audit yet again. I think then it was $2 trillion. Can't account for $2 trillion. Night of September 10th. And then September 11th, off they go with the false flag. And that's gone. So now it's getting audited. And recently I saw it being mentioned that there was $2 trillion or $7 trillion. But here's the thing. Homeland Security News says that the CBO just revealed Congress spent $516 billion in 2024 on programs with expired authorizations, some dating back over 40 years. Okay, so quick read on this, everybody. $500 trillion was spent last year by the U.S. government on programs that haven't existed for as much as four decades. I even saw a statistic quoted in a meme that there were over a million people beyond the age of 112 that were collecting benefits. How many sanitarians are around the world over 100 years old, right? So despite rules against funding unauthorized programs, lawmakers ignored them, letting billions of updated approvals or over even worse. 251 authorizations are set to expire this year, including 800 $92 billion in spending, yet Congress keeps writing blank checks. This isn't government governance, it's corruption. Congress is recklessly burning taxpayer money on programs they haven't bothered to approve. So I take you over to the White House now for just the continued amazing onslaught of initiatives which have been launched and launched and launched and launched and launched. So let me just back out and bring everybody back. Yesterday, I posted the repost of President Trump saying budget balanced. Done. Okay. So for the first time since who can remember, the American government budget is balanced. Isn't that interesting? I know so many people, not many actually, but the ones that they show, normies, the ones like, you know, ICE is going after those criminal, real criminals. They're doing extremely horrific things to our children and our loved ones. Well, they're obviously crying, right? They don't want this to come out, but it's getting done. We're having the FAFO rocking it, which is so lovely and so wonderful too. So take you back here, because we've got warming everybody up that he's addressing actions of the Republic of South Africa, human rights crimes, right? Protecting Second Amendment rights, got an executive order on that, establishing the White House Faith Office and announcing appointments to the White House Faith Office and the United States-Japan Joint Leaders Statement. I'm going to show you here on the X account from President Trump that a repost. And before that gets going, so this is President Donald Trump's POTUS account. And it just literally just happened to be 17 hours ago. Pretty amazing. But it was, because yesterday he had the Prime Minister of Japan, who came to America and met with him and made a $1 trillion investment of Japan into the USA. So we're talking over the top, incredible, what has been dropped now in the 18 days since the public swearing in. Isn't that amazing? So here it is in his own words, this little clip from President Trump. All right, so there you have it, right? Now we go back to Elon, as I had mentioned earlier, when the sound was, and it still is, so thank you very much for having me. Appreciate you all. It's great to see you, Linda, again from Vancouver, Allen, and Sun Chase Man, and Kibuko, and Wary Human, MFSM, Jerry, Sorg, Dragger, right on. Anyway, so back to Elon. One hour ago, New York Judge Paul Engler just forbade all political appointees, including Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent, from accessing Department of Treasury data, all based on blue anon conspiracy theories. And Elon reposted and said, it's absolutely insane. How on earth are we supposed to stop fraud and waste of taxpayer money without looking at how much money is spent or how money is spent? It's literally impossible. Something super shady is going to protect the scammers. Definitely is, right? So you have the Secretary of U.S. Treasury. Here we had shared just 2 days ago on the show, hey, guess what? Turns out that CCP China had access to the entire U.S. Treasury monitors for how long was it? Up until December. And now they want to hide it, right? So incredible what continues to be brought through. So let's go through here the imposing of the sanctions. Now, another one that's woken people up, because President Trump withdrew from the United Nations Human Rights Commission, withdrew from UNESCO, withdrew from the WHO, spanked the World Economic Forum hard, spanked the EU hard in that speech, the World Economic Forum, and now dropped it 2 days ago, imposing sanctions on the International Criminal Court, the ICC, which, if you read the executive order, discusses the fact that the United States never signed on to it. So you guys can't render your justice and try to bring it upon us or our allies. Very powerful, right? And the White House Faith Office is sitting there to protect all faiths, which are benevolent. Where are we before? And you see kind of the normies crying in downtown Hollywood who have all the transgender kids, because they're now cut off of the transgender medications, right? It's crazy. And it's absolutely insane that they're still doing it. So where are we right now? So we have FEMA that DOGE is going into. And by the way, Elon Musk had said this earlier. in that quote, like, how do you know? He was responding to a question being asked, how did you know where to go and where to look right off the bat? Was it well planned? And he said, well, it was pretty simple. We looked at those not complying with President Trump's executive orders. And so those who didn't, we investigated. And lo and behold, USAID was one of the biggest ones. We were told no foreign aid for 90 days, turn off the taps, and we see them continue to push and push and push. So off they went, right? And we've seen continuing to come. We've been sharing them as well. Be on our Telegram channel. You could take a look at the X and follow us on X. You know, $20 million to fund Sesame Street in Iraq, drag queen musicals in Ireland, and 6,200 media outlets around the world receiving USAID. And that includes, by the way, many members in the Senate and Congress receiving money from USAID. Yeah. Now, I want to bring this up too. I want you, because of huge, largest crime against humanity, in my opinion, has been the rollout of the COVID vaccine, chemical, radiological, biological, 100%. If somebody could try to dispute that, go for it. Good luck, right? So that justice will be down over a period of time. So we see the white hats around the world right now moving toward is open disclosure to get everybody breaking any cognitive dissonance and MKUltra left with the money and the finances, the taxes, and getting them to move, getting them off the couch, getting them to have the discussions, getting them at the edge of their seat, so to speak, like, tell me what's more, tell me what's truth, who's responsible, who am I paying, where is my money going, what's wrong with my kid, da, da, da. Breaking all of that to eventually then come out with this. And what you've got here is, according to Visual Capitalist, the world's largest pharmaceutical companies. Now, it's broken down by region. Let me just back out here and see if we can get this. So here it says that the United States has a 56.1% contribution to global market cap of the estimated $4.7 trillion in market capitalization for pharmaceuticals is held by 50 companies with the majority based in the United States. Who do you have over here, right? Baxter, Walgreens Boots Alliance, Amgen, Gilead, Regeneron, J&J, $307.6 billion. Pfizer, $181.2 billion. Lilly, remember Eli Lilly? $578.3 billion. CVS, Seagen, Bristol-Myers Squibb, $117.9 billion. Merck, $263.9 billion. Biogen, AbbVie, Zoetis, BioMarin, it just continues on, right? LabCorp 17.8. And then in Europe, you go over here and you see that you have other names like Novartis Pharmaceuticals and GSK, GlaxoSmithKline, AstraZeneca, Merck once again, Roche Pharmaceuticals, Sanofi, Argenex, Bayer. Now remember, Bayer started as a Nazi pharmaceutical company. Still around. Seems like many of them did too, right? No bueno. And it just continues on. So you can see this list and anywhere you want to go to Visual Capitalists and just type in world's 50 largest pharmaceutical companies. So what's Brad's read on this? Well, here's my read. We've had it mentioned several times. There's 800,000 over it, actually. Over 800,000 sealed indictments, each which can carry up to 99 names on it. We have seen the complete war crimes, crimes against humanity, crimes against children carried out for the last half a decade. Now, it can extend back with the vaccine rollout. Likely, we're going to see that under RFK Jr. and those investigations bringing those items to light. And the vaccine injuries and autism and how autism was actually caused by the vaccines. You know, there was a great thread that we reposted to Twitter X from NIH's own studies themselves, you know, where it was the nice sarcastic quote of vaccines don't cause autism. except for all of these periodicals in the NIH by their own admission that vaccines cause autism. And it just went boom, 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 right? So all of those, my opinion, you're going to see all of the members, the board of directors, the C-level executives, then you have the senior level executives, like senior vice president of marketing, vice president of marketing, you know, whatever, right? Chemical, however they run in the pharma, I don't know. Then you're going to have a lot of the employees and the scientists who knew, who published papers, who turned a blind eye and kept doing it for the paycheck over and over and over again. You're going to have all of those who, remember, they went out 4 years ago and 5 years ago and said, wear a mask, protect grandma, get a PCR test so we can have friends over for Christmas. Make sure you show your vaccination card so you can travel across Canada. You can travel around your state in America. You can get on a plane because the FAA requires a mask and a flight attendant can call Air Marshal and tackle you and throw you in jail because you refuse the mask. You refuse your medical freedom. Unlike what Rand Paul, Senator Rand Paul, just stated a week ago in the confirmation hearings for RFK Jr., he said, we need to get back to choosing medical freedom. That's what I believe. We should have it as a choice. We can't follow whatever the government does and put all of our authority in, like, oh, yeah, oh, it must come from the government. They're here to help me. Not return back to sovereignty. All of those people are going to be wrapped up. And wrapped up, if you don't know, is a simple term. Arrested, taken in, probably given a deal. I'm like, okay, you're going to turn over all of your personal belongings because we know where they are. And that all comes into Treasury. You've got remediation and reparations for crimes against humanity, war crimes you're complicit in, propaganda that you carried through, right? Like media, Nuremberg. We're going to have the largest Nuremberg-like 2.0 tribunals televised across the world where tens of millions. Now, it may not be the tens of millions who will receive the death penalty for that harm. It might just be a couple of million. That's my opinion. Could be a little less than that. But those who are complicit, that's it. Like they don't participate in society anymore. They've got their, maybe it's 10 years, 20 years, life imprisonment. Because again, maiming and murdering humanity. Maiming and murdering children when they knew better. Putting cancer in drugs and giving people cancer. Defrauding people with certain cancer charities and organizations because they don't want cancer cured. Even though there's things that have been around for a long period of time that can. So that will come after these other items here for massive disclosure for the world to see. And at the same point in time, when you continue to go through here, dear souls, you're watching the drops come out from the Trump team massively. USAID, Pentagon. Hopefully they're going to start publishing where that goes when they're ready, right? Well, where did it go into Canada? Where did it go into Mexico? Where did it go into the Americas? Where did it go overseas? And that just starts taking down and leveraging it up for the bad baddies that are still in some type of public offices. By the way, thanks to Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, who said the other day, on Thursday, on the 6th of February, that, hey, Toronto Public School Boards are rolling out a catch-up vaccine clinic for children. I would really encourage people right now, based on what they've been doing with the vaccines and the massive maim and murdering which has gone on, that you do not have your kids go to school that day. Better yet. I mean, if you're in that school board system, my goodness, you know, get some homeschooling going on and figure something else out. Until we finally have a return to sovereignty and gone, until we have common sense, which has not been very common over these last few decades, right? And questioning of them. and holding the feet to the fire. We know the OPP, we know so many other law enforcement agencies, many of them publicly have not even investigated with their criminal numbers on this, whether it's the masking, which is a war crime. Requiring people to wear a mask is a war crime. Then all of the things, medical freedom, injecting them with DNA of monkeys, rats, other animals, dead babies, war crime, forced injections, war crime. Not telling people and having them sign a waiver as to all of the side effects, that's a war crime. Huge coming up, huge. So hopefully we will see very soon the confirmations publicly made on RFK Jr., on Cash Patel, on Tulsi Gabbard. So we have Tulsi stood up on DNI, right? She's Director of National Intelligence, Department of National Intelligence. Then we have Cash Patel, FBI. And then we have RFK Jr., Secretary of Health and Human Services. And all those get revealed. And remember, between now and March 4th, that's pretty much the date when we're going to have JFK, RFK, and MLK Jr. assassination files are to be made public to the world. It's incredible. Absolutely incredible. So, yeah, sunscreen is totally a scam too. Yeah. Amazing, right? They block you from the vitamin D. There are certain rays from that. And then we've even heard that in certain sunscreens, seems that they're doing is putting in cancer in those and making it more active and poisoning us, right? So be very, very vigilant on this and getting that awareness out there. So back to what I was saying earlier in the very beginning, I'm so blessed to also be behind because it worked for me. I've had healing miracles, and it's also Make America Healthy and Approved invites to the board of MAHA from RFK Jr., right? David Pitt, investor. X39, it's patented to reverse aging. This is the wearable med bed. People have been going on for years, like, when's the med bed coming? This is your wearable med bed. It's here now. It was developed for Navy SEALs. There's over 90 clinical studies just alone on this. A patent that reverses aging. It's all natural. It uses your body's UV light, reflects it back into you to activate your copper peptides, which kick off a chain reaction that activates all of your cells immediately. And then those stem cells immediately activate your 4,200 genes in your genome expression. And like a divinely guided smart missile, all your stem cells first triage the body and heal your heart, brain, and lungs. So your stem cells will go, is healed in the brain, the heart, lungs first. If yes, they heal that first before going out into the rest of your body. And it's your own stem cell, your own body doing it. So the X39, it's totally hardcore. And I recommend the core pack. The link's below the description here. And you can get the core pack. It's 100% money back guarantee. We've got Zooms. We have phone calls. We have emails. We have an entire team, which is incredible. On Sunday night, we have a doc talk, which we host. We're reaching 1,000 people on Zoom around the world, speaking with our up to 24 physicians, registered nutritionist, orthopedic, neurosurgeon, sometimes we have a cardiologist on, others discussing how 39 or the other ones' patches may help heal them and generate healing miracles. But again, can't say at the moment here to treat, diagnose, prevent, or cure. Yet there's thousands upon thousands of healing miracles of every which way, because it's your own stem cells healing you. 35% increase in your glutathione in 12 hours wearing an X39. And you have an entire sleeve. Each sleeve and envelope is for a month. So you have 30 of these, each one, put it on your back or on your spine or on your belly button, set it and forget it, wear it all day, take it off at night, go for one. This, once again, ships to 100 countries. There's offices on every continent and a warehouse on every continent. So for those of you in Norway and England and Ireland, guess what? Manufacturing is actually in Galway, Ireland. So it's awesome. So it'll come to you nice and quick. For those of you in the United States, it ships out of California, the warehouse. For those in Canada, it ships out of Mississauga, Ontario, across Canada. For those of you in Australia, warehouse in Singapore and South Korea. So it's going to ship out of there too, right? And get right to your, like $3.40 US a day. So whatever the conversion is to activate your stem cells, all natural, 100% natural. That's where we're going, right? So we have that. And once again, one of the patents reverses freaking aging. Reverses aging. So it's recommended you wear, you know, 1 month for every decade of life lived, right? And you keep, you know, you're good going during the day, you have some really good water. It's your natural spring water with some, you know, minerals and electrolytes. Like maybe you squeeze some lemon in there is really good. And then the other one that I'm blessed to share as well, and we had them on the live stream during the Trump inauguration. I had like 3 dozen people almost coming in and out on that live stream, which was awesome for all of you who were on too. Being on there is Clayton Thomas and Dr. Christina Rahm. So she has 3 PhDs. Just got her MD. She has an eidetic memory. After she received Lyme disease when she was in her teens, lost her memory, wiped it, and then came back and restored it. So we have patents that we even shared there. They filed because the Trinity Pack, when you go to getrootnow.com, the link's below here on the description, everybody, the Trinity Pack is clinically proven to reverse here, right? Drops, zero in tabs, quantum consciousness. If you haven't seen before, I'll show them in a second. But it clinically proven to reduce and get rid of the harmful effects of the jabs, the death shots. Clinically proven. 2 of the athletes on the Hungarian Olympic team went out. And what do? They crushed 2 new Guinness World Book records from something all natural, American made in Tennessee. Incredible. So Quantumceuticals is because it's all natural, but you literally have it at the highest level of enlightenment and vibrational tones, which are embedded in these during the manufacturing process, as I've had Dr. Christina Rahm on here several times explain. So the zero in is your quantum conscious activator, which is amazing for the pineal gland. Incredible intuition. That's your connection to God source. And then you have Clean Slate, which is for the Trinity Pack. And this is the number one detox drops on the planet, tequilate. And again, it's all natural. You put a few drops on your tongue or under your tongue every single day, every morning and night. So what you're seeing here are products that have patents filed on them last fall from Root, from Dr. Rahm, because they've clinically shown they have reversed autism, reversed ADHD, reversed cancer, and reversed Alzheimer's. Right here with what I'm holding, American made, ships to 90 countries around the world, 90. At getrootnow.com. Again, literally make America healthy again approved. So you can see why they have been coming after Trump team and RFK Jr. big time. Because when you can sit there and go, well, wait a second, we have absolute clinical studies confirmed with the International Science and Nutrition Foundation or Institute that literally show that Alzheimer's has been eradicated, that you've reversed aging, you're patented to with your X39 wearable med bed right here for like $100 to $150 a month. Do you know what's going to happen to the insurance providers and to big pharma? It's no longer big pharma. There will only be for acute care coming up exactly when it's absolutely most critically needed. Like if somebody had their arm cut off in a combine, right? You need to rush into the hospital. You need to get that taken care of. And then you bring all facets of the westernized and the Eastern medicine and these incredible healing miracles and these vibrational, harmonic, literally nutritional, nutraceuticals of light. We are beings of light. And so the all things that exist in the universe, as a Reiki master, I can tell you this, people, Jack Cruz now, talk to it because it takes somebody, of course, with a doctor and a neuroscience degree to tell them what's been shared with them for thousands upon thousands upon thousands of years. And Dr. Masaru Emoto showed it in the images with water and how powerful it is that Your thoughts create a wave. So our thoughts are things. So if our thoughts are things, then that's frequency. And everything can be measured by light. Think about the UV spectrum, right? Our human eyes only see less than 3.03% of everything that's out here. So basically, when you flip it another way, we are 99.97%, according to that, blind to everything else in our environment. And so what exists in nature is based on frequencies of light, vibration, and magnetism. That's it. So when you have the highest vibrational frequencies and you're leveraging your own, and that from nature, Dr. Pam Lewin, who's an MD of 40 years as part of our doc talk every Sunday, said your stem cells, if they built you, they will heal you. That's your divine blueprint. You just have to make sure you have an environment that's supportive of it to allow it to completely happen. It's totally rad, right? And it's absolutely lovely. So I feel that what we're going to see for the next little bit is an incredible upswing and very fast in the Global Economic Security and Reformations Act coming out in a public way, where you're seeing it with Doge revealing IRS, Treasury, funding, printing money no longer, because you have crypto czar, AI czar, David Sachs, or board member of Ripple. We have Brad Garlinghouse, which is being shown that likely will be a member of the White House advisory team for cryptocurrency and digital assets. That's CEO and co-founder of Ripple, folks. Remember what I said in the beginning, Ripple was like BlackBerry, Ripple was like Research in Motion, and XRP is like BlackBerry. And now you have the XRP ledger, distributed ledger, and RippleNet, which can share and settle transactions upwards of 2 trillion of that in like 3 seconds around the world. Game changer. And it costs like a fraction of a penny per transaction, as opposed to $5 service fees you get on your bank and $40 for an international wire just for the heck of it, and $20 internally, domestically to wire, you know, or e-transfer fees and all that kind of stuff. It's a game changer. So we're going to see that. Pay attention to it. By the way, also pay attention. You're not seeing. There is no board for Bitcoin, is there? There is no CEO for Bitcoin. There is no ISO 20022 standard for meme coins. So track what the Trump team is putting out for you and do your own research on everything. Check it all out, right? We have some of it here. What have we also seen, which has sustained itself powerfully over these last months during an economic shakeup? Well, what we've seen is silver and gold continuing to creep ahead, creep up, and get going there. And again, gold crossed 2,800 an ounce a little over a week ago. So that's an all-time high. And we're seeing U.S. Treasury. We've seen Trump say, the golden age starts now. You go to whitehouse.gov, it said the golden age starts now. You see President Trump on his Twitter, golden age now, January 20th. Golden age, gold-backed assets. Treasury. We're seeing other states in America, including Texas, who are adopting DOG, Department of Government Efficiency, Doge-like reforms internally for their states. So now you're seeing that so that they can take the bureaucratic overload and the overburden and investigate internally in their states. So the reveals are going to be incredible about what's heinous, whether it's stolen elections. We definitely want to see Tina Peter freed. If she hasn't been freed, I really like to see that. Brian Colfage and a whole bunch of others, political prisoners across Canada, Daniel, Warren Oak, and others, right across Kaelin, so many more. We had the coots to everything needs pardoning, exonerated, and remediation and reparation for the crimes which have been brought upon us for generations. And those who perpetrated those crimes, those who were complicit in those crimes, those who carried out as conspirators in those crimes, game over. Game over. And then we have to have their names, their lists, and where they are. If they're in Guam, Guantanamo Bay, or many other places, even the FEMA camps that they built for you and me and all of our families as dissenters, they were going to chop off our heads, right? Under that act rushed in by Obama, called it CARE. And I don't know, it was something like 30,000 guillotines. Targeted individual lists like Alex Jones and others have come out. That's been published. So even going back decades, you can see those who were targeted individuals by the deep state, by Obama's, you name it. Clinton's too, right? Saw a great meme the other day. It said nobody, and I mean nobody, had 56 friends who ever suicided themselves. It doesn't pay to be a friend of the Clintons. So folks, it is absolutely freaking awesome that we're all here at this point in time in history. Celebrate this. There and party like, I don't know, party like never before. Even though President Trump has said on May, we're going to party every single day going up to our 250-year anniversary. It's pretty much here now. And in light of the fact that there are still nasty things going on at local levels, whether it's gangs, organized crime, vaccine genocide attempts, like Toronto School Board reported by Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, Washington state officials who want to vaccinate children and mutilate them with the transgender initiatives. No, that's still going on. We need to speak up. We need to call it out. We need to keep banding together as one mankind and celebrate the ascension process, which we're in. Celebrate the fact that you've got a frigging wearable med bed right here. And everybody gets, and everybody gets 100% money back guaranteed. Everybody gets an opportunity to be with us, to text my team, email my team, get on the phone with my team. Get on with 1,000 people on Zoom every Sunday, right? And it's done on a Sunday night in the Americas, but it's Monday morning for those who are overseas in other continents. And by the way, we just launched this week on Thursday for those who are in the Asia Pacific Rim and those who are in Europe for some reason still can't make it on the Monday morning since we have Sunday Doc Talks in the Americas at 7:30 Eastern. And then guess what? We've set one up just for all of you, because our team is growing by leaps and bounds. The healing miracles coming in from people who are in their 90s all the way down to little children is off the charts. The clinical studies on route and reversing Alzheimer's. As they murdered my grandmother with Alzheimer's, I can tell you that. So this one's a personal one to me. Living with us, and she died from Alzheimer's. Well, hey, guess what? Now you can reverse Alzheimer's. President Trump put out a truth post just the other day this week and said that, you know, something to the effect of 20 years ago is 1 in 10,000 would have autism, and now it's 1 in 34 children have autism. You know, we need RFK Jr. confirmed. We need Bobby is what he said, confirmed and to investigate this. So those vaccines cause autism. GetRuNow.com. You can ask questions there too, because now it's been filed for Alzheimer's. Trinity Pack, clinically proven with ivermectin to reverse the shots from like the J&J and Pfizer's of the world. Those who are working at J&J and Pfizer and Moderna and freaking Bayer Pharmaceuticals and all those other ones, and they're on the board, I would say watch out. You know, you might want to be cutting deals right away, run over. The Trump team cuts some deals, and you grab your X-39, right? It's powerful stuff. And then when you're keeping a high vibration, yourself well hydrated in a good way, not the toxic poison water that's coming out of the taps that might be sprayed with chemtrails still. But again, January 20th, one of the executive orders dropped by President Trump, said by RFK Jr. in executive action, stop the fluoride poisoning in the water everywhere. So it's amazing. Now, tomorrow in the Americas is Super Bowl, and the rumors are the White Hats are in full control of the Super Bowl, despite what has happened with the planes falling out of the sky, the possibly remote-controlled helicopters smashing into civilian airliners. We shall see. I would not be watching Super Bowl because of what it stands for, except for the comms, which are coming out. You all have your own choice. This is probably the first time in a decade or two that I'm going to watch it with the mindset of the comms that they may be dropping in there. I don't like watching sports. I've never been somebody that enjoys watching sports. I prefer to play it or be there live with other people to enjoy it. But I think I have a feeling, my gut instinct is there will be some huge drops during Super Bowl tomorrow from the White Hats and the Trump team. That's my personal feeling. Just can't say it any other way. From around the world for tuning in on this Saturday and Sunday for those of you in Australia and elsewhere. Thanks so much for being an amazing tribe of the Divine Lions and Lionesses. It is an honor speaking and connecting with all of you. Be back here as soon as I can, and we'll talk all later. And keep up the great work in your life. Truly appreciate it. Bye-bye, everyone.
Hey, dear soul, if you know anybody who needs deep healing, has pain, hard time sleeping, stay tuned for these messages from Colonel Chuck Sellers, the former deputy commander of Delta Force. It is powerful and literally may help change your life to revitalize energy, activate stem cells, and live younger, reverse aging.
I'm telling you, Michelle will tell you because she watches me, okay? So, you know, you saw me, Brad, that time when my back was so bad. You remember we were you were here.
Yep.
And you said, this is, we got to do something. Well, I had a, my left knee is destroyed. I mean, it's totally rebuilt and then five operations.
But you have to tell about your back.
It's disseminated idiopathic skeletal hyperostosis, DISH disease, which is a degenerative back disease that's genetically passed down. But what it leads to is total calcification of the spine.
And so jumping out of airplanes just made it come quicker.
Yeah, I didn't know that I had it until 2002, yeah, after I'd been in the Army for 24 years. Wow. And jumping and all of the parachute jumping and the opening shock and everything. So when I was, 48 when I got out, something like that.
And one application of the patch later.
We went to a rodeo on Saturday, our first day.
Literally, we went to a rodeo on Saturday.
And it was maybe 6 to 7 hours. And he wasn't slumped over. And he could handle it.
No pain.
It was, like, pretty incredible.
That was the first day. That was your first day wearing them.
That was the first day.
One.
Wow.
That was the first day I got it on.
We're only doing... Are you wearing X39 too, or just Ice Wave?
No, just Ice Wave right now.
The way we did it, I've only done the Ice Wave.
Yes.
All I have used so far is the Ice Wave, the two patch thing. And I'm doing it just over 3 days now. I find that where I need it, I did try it on the behind the neck. Where it helps is to put it right on where it really hurts is my lower back across the pelvis. And I put it on the spine there and then down on my lower left leg.
Down the top of the foot the first day.
So it goes through the bad knee. That's it now. But since I put these things on, that's how I feel. I mean, I'm walking straight. I'm not limping.
Hey, you divine lions and lionesses, you amazing sovereign souls. Look at this. Powerful, affordable X39 patches help regenerate your stem cells. These were developed for Navy SEALs. Burns up to 500 calories, acts like a wearable med bed on your body. So you get to wear your natural wellness daily. Order X39 now at catchthelifewave.com. There's Monday to Friday phone support, so you can go there. There's Zooms, and there's a 100% 90-day money-back guarantee at catchthelifewave.com. The X39, there is nothing else like it. Help activate stem cells, reverse aging, and rejuvenate your life at catchthelifewave.com. Thanks for joining us on the program, ladies and gentlemen. Please like, follow, subscribe, share this with 9 friends and family. And of course, if you enjoy our blinged Buddha firing red pills from his 9 mil, let us know.